C-minus 34. Interstate 90, passing through Missoula, Montana. With 1,000 miles gone and only a few more in front of him, Trey Myers had never been more excited in his life than he was as he passed through Missoula on the final leg of his long, long, long journey to Lolo National Forest. The chain hotels he saw advertised at the side of the road seemed like appealing alternatives to sleeping in the van before driving back to Colorado. He then smiled as he passed the airport, thinking that a flight seemed like an appealing alternative to driving back at all. The next few miles posed the only part of the long three-brake drive which required Trey to pay attention to his van's satellite navigation system, as the small parking area he was heading towards was not well signposted. The same screen which showed him the way also told him the time and temperature. He had the better part of 2 hours until 2:28, in which time he only had to park and walk for around 30 minutes. Time would be tight, but not too tight, just as the air would be cold, but not too cold. The parking area proved easy to access and was delightfully vacant on Trey's arrival. This was unsurprising given the time, but Trey breathed a sigh of relief nonetheless. He fired a quick text to Clark, as requested, to let the McCarthys know that he'd arrived in good time. After that, he made light work of the 3 sandwiches that had been tempting him since his last stop in Billings, but he thought better of washing them down with any more coffee. At 1:09, Trey decided it was time to get his field equipment ready and make a move towards the precise location of Dan's coordinates. On one hand, standing outside in the cold and dark middle of nowhere for 45 minutes after a half-hour walk didn't sound like the best of ideas, but on the other, he knew that Dan wouldn't have sent him all this way if something incredible wasn't on the horizon, and that he would never be able to forgive himself if he missed it for the sake of a few more minutes in the reassuring warmth and safety of the van. Better to be 45 minutes early than 45 seconds late, he figured. Outside, he pointed his supremely powerful flashlight towards the area of woodland he would have to pass through to reach Dan's spot. It hadn't seemed like a wide stretch in the satellite images, but from the ground, it looked more than a little too imposing for a comfortable solo pass at this time of night. This better be worth it, Dan, Trey thought to himself. He then smiled broadly as he locked the van. Who am I kidding? Of course it'll be worth it.